The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
You know who it is. It's Royce Lovett. You're listening to DJ Rain and the Reverb Live Show. All right.
What's going on? It's Marty.
And Fernie.
And we're Social Club. And you're tuned in to
the Reverb Live Show
with DJ Rain.
Hey, it's Jessica Reedy, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wow, what's good? This your boy D1. And right now, you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain. You feel me?
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's your boy, Aaron Cole, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. You're listening to my man DJ Rain right here on the Reverb Live Show.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yo, what up? What is it? Your boy Bizzle with God Over Money, and you are now listening to the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb, yeah. Reverb, yeah. And echo through my heart. Bring the beat back, man. Reverb, well, reverb, well. To me, my flesh is so good. So Lord, please turn up your effect. Reverb, hold on. Reverb, ooh, ooh. Echo through my heart. Yes,
hey, what's up, family? This is DJ Rain. You're tuned in to the Reverb Live Show, the Christian talk show playing the best in Christian hip-hop and urban gospel music. We also give the latest in news, interviews, laughter, and much, much, much more. Hey, I want to thank you for tuning into the show right here, right now on this station or checking out our podcast. But yo, you got to check out the live show. The live show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ReverbLiveShow.com. Look, during the live show, you can post your comments and we will read them live on the air. It's simple. Just jump on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, or Instagram Live, post your comments, and we'll read them live on air, making you part of the live podcast. Hey, listen, I'm not doing this by myself. I'm backed up by the entire Reverb Live crew. We're going to take a break and come back and check in and see what's going on with the crew this episode. We're also going to check in and see what's going on with you. So if you're on our live show, post your comments and we'll shout you out. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
What's up? This is Miss Tashkat. You're listening to Reverb Live, the new urban gospel talk show, giving you the latest news, live interviews, and the hottest gospel music.
Yeah. Hey. Whoa. Look. By the time I apply some more pressure, the devil been busy, I got some aggression. Got me feeling like Martin, I treat him like Pamela Jason. Tell him, get to stepping. Cause your record be dead, because here we are. When it doesn't, I just resurrect it. Hey, the waist hit your chest like it's CPR. Guess it's time I apply some more pressure. Guess it's time I apply some more pressure. Use the devil's neck as a gas and I step on it. Never let up even after they treating my name like a shelf when they put some respect on it. Greater is he who is in me, so anything the enemy got, I can guarantee you it's lesser than. Look at me now, I'm a better man. Went from the old to the new like the testament. Call me Chef TZ when I'm in the studio. That be my kitchen, you know how I cook. I feel like Peter when it come to faith. I ain't talking about paying, just open the book. Known for the chorus to always be catchy. They might as well call me the captain of hooks. When I finally make it, they gon' say it was overnight. Cause they don't know the work that it took.
They don't.
Don't know the work that it took. Don't know the work that it took.
Yeah.
I'm way too cold with it. I got him shivering. That mean the devil is shook.
Yeah.
I'm not a pacifist. Don't make me pacifist. Last to be first and the first to be last again. This is not blasphemous. But when I blasted the devil, I bet I won't miss. By the time I apply some more pressure, the devil been busy. I got some aggression. Got me feeling like Martin. I treat him like Pamela Jason. Tell him, get to stepping. Cause your record be dead because here we are. Yeah. When it doesn't, I just resurrect it. Hey, the waist hit your chest like it's CPR. Guess it's time I apply some more pressure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. If you thought it was over, I tricked you. Came back in the flash like a picture, man. So different cause I got a mixture. I've been trying my best to be turning the cheek, but you try me, I'm up on my fist up.
Switch.
Okay, my gifts making room, so you gotta move over. Move. This ain't a game, homie, we taking over. Yeah. Sip living water, I stop drinking soda. I'm sick with the fuck, they gon' think it was COVID. Straight up the top, they gon' think that I wrote it. Why? We need a cover, it's only if you chosen. I'm like the laundry, you pull out the dryer and leave in the basket cause I never folded.
Wait, hold on, why you doing like that?
See, I make their head be obedient to the beat cause I gotta be obedient to the king. Okay. Every check a murder scene. Beast mode on the beat, though I'm like a cheat code from the free throw, I don't miss.
Don't miss.
I'm like 3-0 cause I'm lethal from the 3-point line, so you notice it. By the time I apply some more pressure, the devil been busy, I got some aggression. Got me feeling like Martin, I treat him like Pamela Jason. Tell him, get to stepping. Cause your record be dead because here we are. When it doesn't, I just resurrect it. Hey, the waist hit your chest like it's CPR. Guess it's time I apply some more pressure.
Reverb Live, your new online gospel show.
Reverb,
Reverb family. This is your host, DJ Rain. I'm kicking it with the entire Reverb Live crew. Let's throw around the horn and see what's going on with the crew. This episode, let's check in with them. Professor Tracy, what's up?
What's good, DJ Rain? What's good to our other guests? We're going to introduce them in the building. Y'all, I like to put, like, prank people. Like, I like to, you know, say some jokes, you know.
Yes, make dog sounds and scare people.
I like to scare the crap out of people. So, let's just say I got what was coming to me.
Oh, somebody got you.
Yeah. So, I remember, well, I was went to my doctor's appointment, right? And I was going up the elevator. As I was leaving, I was like, okay, let me just chill a little bit. Hit the elevator to go down. So, thing comes up. Ding! I'm getting ready to walk on the elevator. This man jumps from the floor at... looks like he's jumping towards me. And, excuse me. I run back like, ah! Like, I'm thinking somebody trying to attack me straight off the elevator. You know?
Right.
And so, the guy says, oh, I'm so sorry. I thought I could get up before you got on the elevator. So he was literally trying to get up. He was the elevator fixer guy. He had all of the door open, the panels and all of that stuff. You could see all of the cords and what you plug here and there. And he was down low trying to fix some of the bugs that was going on inside the elevator. And when the thing dinged, he thought that he could get up before the door opened. But when the door was opening, he was thinking one thing and I was thinking something else. And he scared the crap out of me. I was like, oh, you the elevator guy. Okay, he said, I'm so sorry. He bust out laughing. I'm laughing. But, you know, it's all good. But I guess I got what was coming to me because...
I've never seen the elevator guy work. Why is the elevator working while he's working on the elevator?
Everything was live. You know, it was still plugged up. You know, he had a door panel open so you could see what's behind the buttons.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And you could see, you know, everything that was back there. He said, I'm so sorry. I was trying to get up before the door opened. I said, bro, it looked like he was trying to attack me, you know, from the elevator. So anyway, y'all, my bad.
Also joining the Reverb Live crew, our good friend, our good brother. We got our good friend, Carrie the Dreamer, sitting in as co-host today. Carrie, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good? What's good, everybody, man? I'm trying to see what's up with my children. Like, when growing up, I didn't have the perks of, like, going to McDonald's and all that stuff. But my kids are kind of bougie, man. I'm like... Bro, these are Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. You better eat these chicken nuggets.
You better eat them, every bit of it, the crumb.
I'm looking at it. I wish I had it this good.
Man, we asked my youngest son, what do you want for dinner tonight? We could have Zaxby's. We could have Pizza Hut. Oh, no, not Pizza Hut. Papa John's.
Like, bro, how you know the difference? It's a difference.
It's a difference.
I don't know. Carrie, do you think we're doing a good job? Because growing up, we were schooled of hard knocks, and we didn't have all of that.
Right.
I can count the number of times we went to McDonald's probably on two hands. My whole life growing up as a kid.
Growing up, Pizza Hut one time.
Twice for me. That's it. And it wasn't even the other. I didn't know no other pizza places existed. I just knew Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. That's it. That's all we had.
I didn't know it was a Papa John's.
I think by the time we all got to high school, it was like, oh, we have other pizza places that's trying to
I didn't know
compete.
It was a Chick-fil-A till I got to college.
I didn't know about Chick-fil-A either till I became a Christian, though. I didn't know about Chick-fil-A till I became a Christian.
Wow. It's just, I don't know. Are we spoiling our kids? Our kids got so many toys. We got a toy room.
Right.
Room. Full of toys for them to play in.
And then we got to clean it up as a father, you know.
Yeah.
Clean it up. Okay, I go.
Okay, my bad. It's your check-in. It's not mine.
It's all good, man. I feel like we doing good by our kids, Rain. They got options.
A lot of options. Too many options. People, we're going to have a great show this episode. Can't wait to get to it, man. A lot of stuff to talk to. But at the bottom of the hour, we do have our Reverb Headline News. Then we also have we're going to a pick of the week. Somebody's out there. Somebody's going to pick it. And then we do have our Reverb Word of the Day. We do also want to check in with you. So if you're checking into the show right now, let us know that you're out there. We see we already got our live listeners. We're going to already shout you out when we come back into the show. Don't go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Show that gives you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
This your boy No Big Deal representing the Indy 5, and this is the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Wanna roll with the tribe, you can find us riding the beat. Rise in the east like sun, no fun last year, kinda felt like climbing a tree. The higher it seems, more cuts on my knees. Look down, turn my friends and enemies on the ground. Pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it be catching me for a meet in the ground? Can it be catching me for a meet in the ground? Look down, turn my friends and enemies on the pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it be catching me for a meet in the ground? Yeah. Yeah. Can it pee catching me for a meet in the Better know your roots, better check your seed. Kill those weeds with the recipe. That's one part father, one part son, one part spirit, the blessed three, the blessed one. I feel the recipe with all my sins from yesterday. B-A-Y, but B-A-E was the god of my adolescent days. I was in an adolescent days, all the way to like 23. How I end up smoking tree after tree of life has shaded me. As I write, I'm ashamed of me. Hotel Cali with the vacancy. I was trying to book a room. Thank the Lord for saving me. Hold up, now I plant seeds for Jehovah. Now all my trees started growing. I guess my power is solar. Do what he want like controller. Camry, Corolla, Tacoma. We go in places Toyota. I had it backwards like Yoda. Now we my passion forever. Down to the Adams iota.
Wanna roll with the tribe, you can find us riding the beat. Rise in the east like sun, no fun last year, kinda felt like climbing a tree. The higher it seems, more cuts on my knees. Look down, turn my friends and enemies on the ground. Pride got me feeling like a leaf falling down. Can it be catching me for a meet in the treetops, treetops. Last year went on tour with T-Dot. He makes Civic look like Fiat. I want him to think that me hot. I show him a track and he not. I think we are on, but we not. Oh, side, waiting on this on my life. I was fake fly Pidgeot. Pokemon references should have less of them. I feel pessimistic. Billy so lame. How I got a dame.
News, interviews, and laughter. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Then are ready for this one.
Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand. Bible in the hand. Put your Bible in the hand.
Reverb Live Show. Y'all hear the song in the background. Get your Bibles in the air. Get your Bibles in the air. Can't wait to do this one. I want to shout out people that are listening to the live show. Shouts out to K-Story underscore Wealth Coach. Shout outs to you. Shouts out to Summer Dorner. Hey, Summer. Shouts out to The Light 7 Cent. He says, yes, sir. Shouts out to Brother Curtis underscore one. My man Chilling in a Minute. DJ. Ooh, DJ Miss Electric. Hey, Miss Electric. I like your hairstyle, girl. Looks nice. Sean underscore Oliveira. What's up, man, Sean? I am Leticia Olson. How you doing, Miss Olson? Shout out to those who are still listening to the live show. I'll check out. I'll shout y'all out when we come back. Let's get into this reverb word of the day. Tracy, see you over there eating your Popeye spinach. Tell me you got a strong word for us.
Well, it's the word of God. The word of God is quick and powerful by itself. So I don't have to have nothing. It's the word of God by himself. You know, he did it. Anyway, y'all, we got 2 Corinthians. I'm laughing at Carrie the Dreamer. We have 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 3. It says, we put no stumbling block in anyone's path so that our ministry will not be discredited. In another translation, it may say, given no offense that the ministry be not blamed, which is like the King James Version. So think about it. As we are, you know, the doors are opening back up. We're getting back out there with other people. We're believers. We're Christians. But are you doing things that's causing other Christians to say, or other believers to say, wait, believers can do that? You mean I could get this close to the edge without falling off? Put no stumbling blocks in front of nobody's paths so that the ministry of Christ, not of one individual, not of a particular church, but the body of Christ and the mission of Christ will not be discredited.
Oh, you got a lot of hearts there, sis. Got a lot of hearts on IG.
Yeah, I remember. What's that happening in? I think when David sinned. Nathan told him, he's like, you know what? God has forgiven you for all your sins. You've just given all of his enemies an opportunity to to say something about God, to deny him. You just gave him an opportunity. Yeah. So we don't give people an opportunity to turn Christ down.
Wow.
Every opportunity is the opportunity to win a soul.
Yeah, facts.
And he who wins souls is wise.
Facts, yeah. Facts. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. Big That's facts. Been your Reverb word of the day. Chew on that for a little bit. And shouts out to 2_B Love. Shouts out to Chef Von B, who brought the crew some food.
Jeez. Girl, I thought that was mine. I tore it up. We all tore it up. I'm glad I shared. I'm glad I shared.
It was all good. It was all good. And shouts out to those that like White Castle burgers. I'm a Crystal Burger man myself.
Mm-hmm. And I'm a Miami Royal Castle kind of girl across the street from the flea market.
If you're in those parts.
Royal Castle, definitely.
There you go. There you go. We're going to come right back. We got some stuff that we want to get out to you. Got some stuff in headline news. And it's good stuff. We got time. Yes, we're going to have some good stuff coming up next for your Reverb headline news. Then we're going to get to our question of the day. It's Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show, playing the hottest in Christian hip hop and R&B.
Back when I was 17, like every other girl, I used to have big dreams. But then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was originally. See, the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the Spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But there's not a whole too deep that God will reach down and save me. See, my life is strange. I must admit, back in the day I did some crazy things. But that's my past. See, my past has not passed away. See, I'm different, y'all, I'm not the same. Ever since I met King Jesus, all my life has changed. I must admit, back in the day I did some crazy things. But that's my past. See, my past has not passed away. Cause I'm different, I'm human, I'm gonna make mistakes. If and when I do, please show me some grace. Cause though it may be me who messed up today, it may be your turn tomorrow, then I bet you say, ooh, cause what goes around comes back around. Don't you hurt on your way up, will be there when you're down, down. I used to feel the same way, but one Sunday morning something in my heart changed. Ooh, I'm different, y'all, I'm not the same. Ever since I met the Savior, see my I must admit, back in the day I did some crazy things. But that's my past. See, my past has not passed away. See, I'm different, y'all, I'm not the same. Ever since I met King Jesus, all my life has changed. I must admit, back in the day I did some crazy things. But that's my past. See, my past has not passed away. Cause I'm different, but there's not a hole too deep.
Gospel show. They give you live interviews, the latest news, and topics that keep you tweeting. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Hey, what's up, family? You're tuning into the Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live crew is in the building. First time eating spinach, Rain.
A Popeye the Sailor Tracy.
I ain't eating spinach carrot.
You gotta watch the live
watch
show.
This, watch this, watch this, y'all. Hold on, I'm gonna I'm offer Carrie something, some spinach. Here you go, Carrie. That's how Carrie children be doing. Oh, yeah. It's green, Daddy. It's green.
We got to get into this, man. Reverb headline news. Carrie has just jumped into the building and has got some interesting news about the Christian hip hop community. Carrie, lay it on a stick, bro. Because I can't. When you was telling me about it, I said this cannot be true.
Right. All right. So if I were titled this, it'll be Where the Labor Is At. The crazy thing is now some of our heroes are actually walking away from the faith.
Wow.
From Cross Movement, Fanatic, our good man Fanatic, who been preaching for like 30 years, decided that, you know what, I had enough. He said he had a meeting with his pastor. He told him that he was leaving the church, and not just the church, but the church universal. So CSA's community.
That's crazy.
I mean, because that's from the foundation of CHH, right there.
This is, like, if you've been with CHH, if you've been rocking with CHH for a long time, you know that Cross Movement is the epitome of what a Christian hip-hop artist was.
Yeah, they're like the foundation of what we built from.
They were hip, they were cool, but they knew the word. They were all straight seminary guys.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Before Lecrae, if it was these guys, it would be these guys. Ambassador, it wouldn't be them.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So
one of the founding fathers of Cross Movement, Fanatic, he's walking away from the faith.
30 years.
That's like saying Bishop T.D. Jakes is like, you know what? I'm going.
Right.
That's crazy.
Exactly. But the thing is, it's tearing up the CHH community. So people are attacking. Some people are praying. Some people are like, I understand where you're coming from. Some people, it's up and down right now. I got a couple people who commented. T. Ferrari said, what's crazy is the artists most distanced from CHH for their wild lyrics are actually the most solid believers in this joint. I distanced myself intentionally from the center of CHH community after learning the secrets of many of the top artists.
Mm. So a lot of the top artists is out there in them streets.
So you presenting one thing, but then
living a whole nother something else.
Nother.
Wow.
It's politics. And that's what they're not with.
Yeah.
Politics. Man, it's crazy. You know, as Christians, church people who are in any area of ministry, if you don't watch it, it becomes a routine of just you doing church things, church activities, Christian activities.
Yeah.
Then you could lose your relationship with God. You could become Martha as opposed to Mary.
Yeah, that's true.
And then next thing you know, you turn around, look back, you have no relationship with God, and then God is like, you know what? Go away from me. I never knew you.
Wow.
Type of feel. But you've been doing all of these things. So,
you were just connected to the platform.
Yeah.
And not necessarily the follower.
But this is tough, though. But this is Fanatic. It's not like and these guys have been doing this for years. It's not like they've been touring year in, year out. You know, they've had their high spells and they stepped away from that limelight. And now they're just in the community.
Yeah.
They're just going to church. They're discipling people. They're husbands now. They're fathers now. And so,
they've raised their,
I don't see what platform. They were. I don't know how they got caught up with the mundane of being a Christian.
Yeah.
Anybody
I don't know.
Can.
Something must have happened.
It's crazy. I think pandemic. Okay. I think it's everything.
A lot of
it
could be because of the pandemic. You know, you start realizing some things. I know, even me personally. I know we were just kind of discussing this behind scenes. I felt a relief from the pandemic. Like, I didn't want to be sick. I didn't want nobody to get sick. I didn't want nobody to die. But I felt like, oh, thank God, I don't have to go here and do this. I don't have to wake up early, hurry and race to get there.
Because you
I don't have
are
to dress up into this
a
thing.
Laborer.
Yes,
in the ministry.
I don't
you
have
work.
To put on these clothes. I don't have to put on this makeup. I don't have to do all of these things. Yeah. And this pandemic, you know, taught me to just be like, you know what? Just love God and stop with all of the extra stuff in ministry. Just period. Just ministries across the board.
Now who else jumped in on this topic? I think there was a comment in there from Rockstar JT.
Yeah, Rockstar JT ultimately was speaking and amening what T. Ferrari said and was just saying that, yo, it was people on the top that actually got him back to cussing and smoking because of certain things that were going on. But so now he commented, he said, guys, I'm not the Christian rap savior. I'm not the hero. I don't want to be.
I say what I say, but I'm a struggling Christian some days, and I live for Jesus, and honestly, other days, not so much. Mm. Please don't look up to me. I'm not that guy. Mm. What I say is, CHH artists who are keeping the faith, I'm praying for you. CHH artists who are leaving the faith, I'm praying for you.
Yeah.
It's about the Father's business. God ain't going to ask me what you're doing. He's going to ask me what I did.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cover you, and I'm going to try to add value to the kingdom. That's there you go.
And that's all we can do, actually, man.
And hold on. Yep. Y'all, I know it can be a challenge out there.
Finish the race,
I know that
man.
You are holding. Yeah, that was one of the scriptures from our last word of the day a couple of weeks ago. It was just like, you know, at the end of the of one of our like friends' mom's life, she picked a scripture for her funeral and says, you know, I fought the faith. I mean, I fought a good fight. You know, I kept the I ran a good race.
Yeah, yeah.
And the end was like, I kept the faith. It's like, that's dope. I'm at the end and I kept the faith. It was so hard. I almost gave up so many times. But I kept the faith. I didn't have all the money I wanted, but I kept the faith. And so it's one of those things like, y'all, keep the faith. I'm telling you, would you rather close your eyes on this side of heaven and open them up in heaven being like, well, you know what? I kept it for a little bit. Or you want God to be like, come on, my good and faithful servant. Come on, I'm welcoming you.
Yeah.
Y'all, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Don't let it go.
Yeah.
That's dope, man. People, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you for the Reverb headline news. Shocking news.
Shocking.
How you going to come in and shock us like that, bro? Give us some warning.
Shocking.
People, we're going to come back. We got a question of the day. You don't want to go anywhere. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Yeah, this is Earthquake from the Cross Movement, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with my man, DJ Rain. You heard?
You're tuned into the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain, playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Have you liked us yet? Connect with the Reverb Live Show today. Like us on Facebook and follow at Reverb Live Show on Twitter and Instagram.
When they're being persecuted by these Satanist priests, but instead it's the sect that they preach. And this for the martyrs, thousands of Christians are slaughtered because they commit to the Father. They share the fate of Stephen for what they believe in, but these saints never quit, they go harder. This for the missionaries because it is scary. Some are beaten, some shot and they killed. They know they could end up buried in the cemetery, but they give all they got in the field. And this for the past, the book if they last, the shepherd the flock as they live for the master. Live for the master. They're not chasing rewards in this life, they know where to come master. Here to come master. Whoa. I couldn't believe my eyes on the screen. I see ISIS put 21 guys on their knees, and these Christians were beheaded right on the beach. And that's the blood color, the tide in the sea. I broke down and started to cry because we can worship at the service time that we please. And praying up and up our Bibles and read. See father brothers out there dying, we're free. They're martyred cause they won't deny them, but we deny them every time we're silent. We be in the church but rarely go outside it to preach. Watching them is lit a fire beneath my behind, and bravery's inspiring me. So from here on out the lions unleashed. And Lord, before I join the silence, I plead. Ha-ha. Jesus gave his life for me and he dropped. Life for me and he dropped. How can I not want these people to know? Want these people to know? Now, see, they're fighting to put a ban on his name so they could throw us in the slammer and chains. But against the odds, I still stand up and say, I America's the new Gomorrah, and we have been doing what Sodom did. Millions are murdered in abortions, and we don't do nothing about it, kid. They marry men and girls with girls, if that's something you got a problem with. They'll start to spew all types of hate, and they'll say it's you that's intolerant. They tell us knowledge is obtained in all of our schools and these colleges. But that's where our children are misled. They're taught there's no proof that a God exists. They tell our kids to what you feel. See, they got polluting their minds with this. Our hearts are deceitful and they're wicked. It is just foolish to follow it. Putting up with it is not enough. They want us to approve of this godlessness. We can agree to disagree, but no, they say choose who you siding with. I'm never scared, the choice is easy. It's for Yeshua and God I live. I poke the RC and I was squatting and poop on your Baphomet. Cats packing gas, shooting tools, popping glass to your house, they will come. To your house, they will come. Rack, tack, 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 boom, 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 pop, pop, pop. That's the sound of the gun. That's the sound of the gun. If ever they run upon me and put rugas to my head and say, my head and say, deny your God, I'm screaming, Christ is Lord, hallelujah.
You don't seem to understand something.
The best urban gospel show, airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Reverb, reverb, and echo through my heart.
Bring the beat back, man.
Reverb, reverb, to me my flesh is a threat. So my face turned up, you're a threat.
Reverb Live Show. Reverb Live comes in the building. DJ Rain.
Tracy the Professor.
In shock, Carrie.
And the whole entire Reverb Live crew is still in shock. This is news to me, bro.
Yeah. We have some listeners also checking in. We have Chi-Town Low Dog checking in saying his name is AKA Lorenzo Brent Coburn.
Oh, burn.
Coburn checking in.
What's up, man?
Hey, Reverb. We also have Carmella Divine checking in. She's saying, what about Gavi being dismissed from Reach Records?
Oh my goodness. Look, you said there's a, I don't know if you started with like, there's a great falling away in the Christian hip hop community, but there's been a disturbance.
Yeah.
A major disturbance.
Major.
I don't know if you people heard the Gavi story. I have not gone through it thoroughly, but from what our little brother Matt was telling us, I don't know if you know Gavi. Gavi's is a big time producer guy. He's even made a couple of songs as well.
Yeah, because I was like, who?
No, but this is the guy that works with Rayma Soul. Makes a lot of beats back
this
in the day when
Rayma
Soul first
dance.
Started.
This is
it was
my...
Gavi stuff. That was his beats was banging it.
Okay.
And then Lecrae Reach Records picked him up, started making banging dope beats for Reach Records. Apparently he was going through some marital problems. I think it was happening maybe 2 years ago. And he was in the process of either getting a divorce or getting separated. And then I guess recently he put out something that, hey, something about, you know, I don't want to wish my ex-wife any ill wishes. And just to let y'all know, yeah, we are going through something. It was no drama behind it. We just came to a mutual agreement to separate and part ways. He posts this.
Right.
He put the business out there. Apparently, it was picked up by someone that works with him. That works in Reach Records or his managers or somebody that was doing projects with him. And they responded, oh, so I guess that it wasn't the album art of the inappropriate pictures that you were sending that caused your marriage to end.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wow.
And everybody was like, whoa.
Drop mic.
She let the cat out of the bag. So apparently this guy has been while he's been doing great things, he's an artist. He goes on tour with Reach, still working with Reach. Well, at the time he was working with Reach. He was sending inappropriate pictures to women. This is the outside life looked like this.
Yeah.
But the inside life,
right?
The character
struggling,
was doing
something
totally different.
You always got to be careful. You know, even myself. The enemy is crouching at your door, waiting for you to just, you know, do something crazy so he can say, ah, look at you. You're supposed to be a Christian. Ah, look at you. And to bring blame to the ministry.
Yeah.
To the fight of Christ. Like, he's waiting. He's crouching at your door. All of our doors, just looking for opportunity to point his finger.
Just
one opportunity. There's a quote that it said, something like, integrity is easier kept than recovered. Integrity is easier kept than recovered.
It's hard.
God is forgiving you.
Yeah.
Like, God is forgiving you. Ask for forgiveness. You know, you repent. God is forgiving you. But the what you look like in the light of the body and the world.
It is hard to clean that up.
That's hard to clean it up. You know, you give it a couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, think about what's the dude who had pushed Samson.
Samson.
You know, it took a minute. He was defeated in himself.
Yeah.
You know, he took him some time to get it together.
I'm going
to
go one step further and say this. It is harder for a Christian to do it as well, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because the world looks at us through a different type of lens.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, there was a lady out there, Martha Stewart.
Wow.
She went to prison.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah.
She came back 2 years later. Yeah, she got shows. She hanging out with Snoop Dogg. Mm-hmm. She got more shows, making more money.
Books.
Yeah. Yeah. Galore. But a Christian just can't bounce back like that.
It's hard.
Because the stain of what the world sees on them is like, man, you posed to be a Christian.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only person I seen who survived scandal real decent has been Kirk Franklin. When those recording that his son put out there of Kirk going off on his son.
Yeah.
Everybody could understand that though.
Yeah, everybody was like, I mean, even Steve Harvey backing up Kirk. Listen, he's from New York.
The world was backing up
Kirk. The world was backing up Kirk. And I was like, wow. I was so happy that it didn't really break.
Yeah, it didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mess up. We didn't start
cancel Kirk. Cancel Kirk. You know, no. That's right.
But do you think it was something that happened in Fanatic's life?
This isn't
a fly by night Christian. He's not a guy that, you know, was just raised up in the faith quickly.
Yeah.
This guy was part of the epicenter of Christian hip hop.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, y'all, I believe that, like, I don't know the dude's life, but for many people, the issues are you're trying to go so hard, you started off well, and then you start looking to others, that community of people, for that kind of either support or like, why you not in the fight like you should be? Why we not in the fight? Like, why nobody up together? We not in the same arm in arm together, fighting this thing together in faith. Like, and it's just like, you falling away and you falling away. And so much as, you know, so many prayers you feel in God's sovereignty is not being answered according to what you really wanted. And so all of that combined with, you know, the stresses of not having enough laborers in the field is almost like a combination of, you know, what causes people to fall away.
That's a good point. What if there was a combination of life situations that happened to this guy?
Yeah.
Because you got to think about it. They didn't, back in those days, it wasn't an illustrious career to be a Christian hip hop. It was a sacrifice.
The church ain't want you.
Yeah, you probably made money going off some of the tours, but it was hard to get booked in the church.
Yeah, the church.
Back in those days. Not hip hop in the church. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when they came to town, a church didn't invite them. They had to come to school.
Yeah.
To FAMU's campus to have an event.
Wow.
Because the churches wouldn't welcome them into
Mother
the door.
Mother ain't waiting.
No. You're not
coming up in my church with that boppity boppity bop.
Right. I wonder if there was life things that happened. Because think about it, this guy's been proclaiming the gospel for years, right?
And what he's been saying has been sound.
It's totally been sound.
Yeah.
He hasn't inflated anything. He hasn't glorified anything. He hasn't made $1 million off of this. He probably still has to go to work, maybe even have two jobs. He has to struggle. And the area that he lives in, he probably sees people making it. Not preaching the gospel, living life any kind of way, their life looks way more blessed than his life.
Wow.
And his life is doing the work of the Lord. And he's like, man, why the two ain't adding up?
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, the stress of the pandemic, stress at home. I don't know what could happen at home, but it had to be a sequence of events, life occurrences that happened to bring him to the point of reasoning and be like, you know what, this ain't for me.
Yeah.
Maybe even a fallout. We don't know if it's something.
It could be a fallout. Even looking at some of the things that maybe the word tells us that, you know, sometimes the issues of life can choke the seed of faith out of you. Say, you know how you had seeds fall on thorny ground, seeds fall on, you know, dry ground, seeds that fall on good soil. Maybe one of the seeds in his life, maybe was something that was great. It maybe took root, but it got choked up with the issues of life. Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Wow. Hey, can you imagine a pastor doing that, like a well-known, like a... I don't even want to say this guy's name because I don't want to, like a Tony Evans. This is a general, bro. Ooh. If Tony Evans, like, you know what? This ain't for me, and just walks out. I don't see Tony doing it. But this is, to me, this is almost just as big. This right. is how big these guys were in the industry.
Exactly.
For those that don't know cross movement.
Especially from a DJ standpoint. You had go-tos back in the day.
Yes. These guys not only one saved my life to introduce me to Christian hip hop and like these guys are it.
Yeah.
But I also put other people on as being a DJ. I'm like, yo, listen to these guys. Yeah. These guys are who you need to hear the words of God to.
One of my brothers, Mo, back in Belgrade. I mean, we used to ride around the car. He put me on to these brothers.
Yeah.
put me on to these cats. He used to listen to them all the time. I know I got all of their albums on CDs.
On CD.
Right now.
Yes. Yes. I can go in my book and pull it out.
And pull them out.
Human Emergency.
Yes.
Woo. Best album I ever had from Cross Movement. Heaven's Mentality.
Listen, even though this is going on, y'all, with the Fanatic, y'all continue to pray for him. But what they were saying, the things that they mentioned and the things that they preached were still true.
Yeah.
And one of the scriptures that I remember we did on one Revert Word of the Day, it was talking about whether they do it for real or whether they doing it for fake. You know, whether they, you know, making money off of the gospel, whatever they doing, don't matter. The gospel is still being preached.
Yeah.
And so y'all keep that in mind. The gospel is still being preached. There's nothing that we can do to stop that movement. But keep hold to that, even though this hurts.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. Matter of fact, I'm going to play a Cross Movement record right
yes.
now. I haven't played a Cross Movement joint a long time on a Reverb Live show, but I'm going to do it right now. And I'm going to still sing the song lyric for lyric. I think I still know the words to this song. I'm going to play it for you. But when we come back, we got to talk about Rockstar JT's comment.
Yeah.
Because what he said, it had something there. We're going to address that when we come back. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
Get enough of the Reverb Live Show? Listen to our podcast, available on ReverbLiveShow.com and on iTunes.
Yeah, this is Earthquake from the Cross Movement, and you're listening to the Reverb Live Show with my man, DJ Rain. You heard?
Back in the lab again.
Young lads getting bad with the pad and pen.
Holy culture.
A fabulous fabric blend.
God's people got a fashion sense that'll take your passion trends and get passionate.
With passages from the text while we passing it. Though we not highly paid to perform, that don't stop us from stepping on stages galore. You can take away the stage
in a studio booth.
Pull the label execs and the loop they recoup.
That don't change what we slang.
We not your usual group.
We only jump for the Lord,
so we'll jump through the hoops.
I see the culture's distressed. I got a lot to express. It's just some things I need to get off my chest. But it's
time to release the pressure. Decrease the flesh, cause
he sees us, he seeks to bless us. Drop jewels, see deep like treasure.
Then seek the lesser.
But Christians, we seek his pleasure.
When you see that this life is more than ice and rims and you're ready to go. You can't hide. But the CA slack. God was adding to what CM lacked.
Now it's like Phil Jack
in the O2 Kobe and Shaq.
The whole crew
wanted true G-O-D and rap.
We got a view.
It's a minority like being black. But we've agreed to feed and lead the packs.
Hip-hop's the key.
Just like some cheese to rats.
And they come if your beats are raw, cause the streets are raw.
We're all four when they meet the law.
Reverb Live Crew's in the building. Cross Movement Rain.
Master Minister Tracy.
Carry the Dreamer.
Yo, this is one of the songs, man, that you put on. Like, the beat got you moving. The content got you moving. It was a crowd favorite. And, man, news to us, to the Christian hip-hop community, my man Fanatic from the Cross Movement has officially stepped away from the faith.
Stepped away.
Not even from the church. Like, he ain't just changing churches.
Nah.
Like, he walking away from the whole thing.
Universal. The universal
man,
church.
Can you imagine if you remember that story with Job and how Satan went up with the sons of God, with the angels of God, and he just like, what you doing here? I'm coming to and fro, you know, throughout the earth. He said, well, have you tried my servant?
Wow.
You know, whatever. He was like, nah, like God, nah. The point was, he was trying to get him to curse God.
Yeah.
To run away from God.
Wow. That's crazy.
Can you imagine that the enemy's out up there in heaven is just like, you know, let me try to get Carrie, the dreamer. Let me try to get DJ Rain. Let me try to get Master Minister Tracy. Let me try to get whoever you are, like, off.
That's wild. Mm.
We mentioned a comment about that. Other Christian hip hop artists jumped in and made some comments on it. Rockstar JT had a comment about it. What did JT say?
JT, he originally said, he's not lying. The top artist in CHH, the reason I started back cussing and smoking. Nobody led me to the heart of Jesus. It's so funny how they cover so much up. I love Jesus, but I'm not affiliated with none of these clowns.
Can you believe it? Christian hip-hop artists nowadays are not leading people to Christ.
Right.
I guess now it has now become a monetary gain thing. It has become an industry. Before, it wasn't an industry. It was a ministry. It was clearly 100% ministry.
Yeah.
But now there's money to gain from it. There's followers to be gotten from. There's concerts to do, merch to sell.
Yeah.
You as an artist, right?
Yeah.
Man, how do you feel that this guy, who is a Christian hip-hop artist himself, well, I don't know if you call himself a Christian hip-hop artist, but anyway, he's an artist himself.
That's another thing.
It's another show topic. Says that other Christian hip-hop artists don't lead them to Christ. As you that make music, do you feel like, wow, what do you feel about that statement?
So I feel like it makes sense, because just because you make gospel music don't mean you getting discipled. Like, don't mean like you're in a church. You might have just found God and said, you know what, I'm gonna try to do this gospel music
thing. I used to do the secular thing, like, now I'm gonna
right
just, okay,
exactly,
okay.
So I used to do the secular thing, and you know, growing up, we had friends who said they were Christians, but they still go out and smoke that weed, you know what I'm saying, they still do drink, you know, do other things, but they still say, profess that they were Christians at the end of the day. And some people get offended when, you know, Rosé or, you know, any big artist, not to call out one, but get up and accept their award and say, you know what I'm saying, they thanking God, giving honor to God, you know what I'm saying, for this award. He the one who guided me here. You know what I'm saying? People have a kind of, they feel a certain kind of way about that. But just in that same light, it's people out here who don't want to go that other way, but still they're trying to do something and it hasn't really got, you know, set root in their heart yet, but they're at least attempting, you know what I'm saying, to do something different. So do we condemn them for trying? Do we say wait till you get 100%
all the way
and then do, or should we work with them on the way to being 100?
But you know, but look at what it's causing though. It's causing the image of what a Christian is to be degraded. Now the image of a Christian is, I love God, I'm talking about the gospel, I'm doing it in my songs, but I haven't really dealt with this smoking thing yet. So after the stage, I'm finna go smoke one. And then you came on tour with me. You see what's going on back. You see what's going on backstage. So you see what's going on the tour bus.
Yeah.
I'm lighting one up.
Right.
And you're thinking, well, if he can do that, he's a way bigger star than I am.
Yo,
it must not be hard for me. Just if he can smoke, well, I might not smoke, but I might drink a little bit, and that's okay.
We got a comment on here. It says, I think it's Sarad I Am. It says it shows your value if the devil is trying that hard. And then it says their love of money has superseded their love for Christ.
Yeah. Wow. But it shows how valuable you are to the body of Christ, to the kingdom of God, that the enemy would attack you in that way.
Yeah.
So subtle.
Honestly, bro, when I was just a trombone player at church, right? One of my brothers went out of town and came back in town and said, yo, we went to this gig. And literally, after we finished playing, we playing like worship music, right? The drummer hit a friend, bah, 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 got up and said, where the girls at?
Wow.
He said, bro, when you on that tour life,
it's different.
They just finding hirelings, like people who could fill a position.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's not necessarily a heart thing. Yeah. Mm. So here he is, you playing from your heart, and a person next to you looking for the skirts. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Doing offering line. You never know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Wow.
Man.
Ouch.
Yeah. We were here talking about the news that Cross Movement found, I don't want to say founder, but one of the members of the Cross Movement group, Fanatic.
One of the founders of the Chris Shop Christian Hip Hop
movement. The movement itself. Yeah. Man, 30 years into the ministry, walked away from the faith.
Sheesh.
Again, that's like hearing Joel Osteen just telling a joke and just saying, I'm out of here.
Right.
Let's just say that's like T.D. Jakes.
That's like T.D. Jakes. What was wrong with Joel Osteen?
Uh-oh.
I ain't said there was nothing wrong with Joel Osteen. We in CHH right now. We in CHH right now.
Oh, man. For my Joel Osteen fans out there, rock with T.D. Jakes like that. But for those who rock with T.D. Jakes, those who rock with Tony Evans, those that rock with... Oh, man, I don't even want to say this guy's name.
Don't say it then. We don't want to go on that. We don't want to get down that road.
I'm about to go deep.
For those that are
because we only got a few minutes.
They just say, you know what? I'm out of here. This stuff that I've been rocking with, I'm just not feeling it no more. I'm done.
So what you say to those who are still like searching for somebody else, like a champion? What do you say to those people who
don't look for a person? Look for Christ. Remember how Paul used to say, man, you keep saying I'm a Paul and I'm of Apollos.
Yeah, I've been baptized like, of this guy.
You of Christ. And as long as we keep Christ as at the center of it and as the main thing, and that we acknowledge our humanity and our sinful state before our holy and righteous God, as long as we can continue to do that, then I think we should be straight.
Facts. You know, I can honestly say this. There were some times where I've heard of pastors, local pastors here, that did some shady stuff. Got into the news and everything.
Yeah.
Sleeping with other people's wives.
Yeah.
Stealing money from the church.
Yeah.
And these are pastors. Like, I've met with these people, thought they was a good guy. News came out, this stuff. And a lot of people fell off from the church, fell off from the faith because of that. And I was like, man, if that would have happened to my pastor, would I, because, you know, these are some different churches, but if this would have happened to my pastor at the time, this would have happened to Reverend Cyrus Flanagan, my spiritual father, would I have fallen away from the church?
Mm.
My honest to God answer was, nah, because I still believe in God. Like, what he did, that's his business. Like, he did that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he got to confess for that. He got to atone for that.
And sometimes you got to consider yourself in the middle of a lot of things. Like, you got to consider yourself, even if somebody fell from and got caught in the sin, you got to... That's what the Bible tells us, to rebuke them or to bring them back, try to win them back in love, considering yourself.
Yeah.
That this could happen easily, to you too.
This could happen to you.
Yeah. You needed grace.
It's only by the grace of God.
Like that.
And you choosing the grace of God. You know, you choosing God's way in that moment. You took the way of escape, but everybody don't take the way of escape. Ooh. Sometimes that pressure be so tough and so hard. Like, I'm just saying, consider yourself.
Yeah.
So I guess the takeaway from this is, I don't care if the biggest person, like, we were talking about our faith. It could be talking about the biggest actor out there just said, I ain't acting no more. Acting is for dummies.
Yeah.
If Denzel Washington said that, and you wanted to be an actor, would you step away from acting? No, that's what you wanted to do. That's what you believe in.
Wow.
Same thing if you're, if, or if some famous...
Like, oh, thank you, Denzel. You made room for me.
Tom Brady stepped away from being a quarterback. Greatest quarterback ever. Are you not going to be a quarterback anymore?
Right.
You have dreams to be a quarterback? So if somebody as big as a giant like that, that stepped away from the faith, steps away like, yo, this is for the birds, are you going to step away because they stepped away? Then what was your faith really rooted in? Was it in that person? Or what is it in the God that you serve?
Yeah.
Stay rooted. Stay grounded. Keep your eyes focused on God. Keep your eyes focused on the word. All these other people, they may add to your enjoyment of the faith. They may add to your knowledge of the faith.
All other ground is sinking sand.
It's okay. Mm. But hey, if they step away from it, what are you going to do?
Right.
Step up.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Step up with it. I like that. I like that. People, that's been it for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. If you miss any part of this show, please check us out on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, SoundCloud, Spreaker, Google Podcasts, or wherever you can hear podcasts being played. Do a search for Reverb Live Show. Like, subscribe, and share our episodes.
And if you have any questions, topic ideas, or you just want to show us some love, hit us up at info@reverbliveshow.com. We'd love to hear from you.
That's it for this episode of the Reverb Live Show. Can we leave out with the pick?
Yes.
Of the week?
Yeah.
What we get for the pick of the week?
Pick of the week.
The pick of the week is my big dog, Jay Monty. Nothing to do with it.
All right, people. That's it. It's Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.
It's the Reverb Live Show. Playing the hottest in Christian hip-hop and R&B.
Yeah, they said my T I hit with a cheat sheet. Dog hit 100 when I press it. Promise you don't really wanna see these bars. Watch out, you might get arrested. Me, my OG used to hoop on Lee Street, dawg, till they started moving reckless. I can't verify unless you verify your homie. Please stop asking for my blessing. Until everybody in the street see God, I can't stop, I'm too invested. Police out here killing unarmed preteen law. Why they gotta shoot pedestrians? It's too much estrogen. Abusing weapons, they don't do no question. Ninja, pew, pew, pew. Too aggressive, you too excessive. Should've stayed home if you was stressing. Just another RIP in the crew. Messages out of bounds back from a few. Deficits, Father God made me new. It's evident you don't play your part. Then we finna have to part. Cause you know the light and dark don't do. Togetherness told the old me to get a new. Residents keep the family close, I don't do. Pessimists lead the beach, slaughter, I done seen the deep water by the deity. Walking in the New Testament. Murder, killing, hurting children, burning, building churches, stealing, worse intentions, turn a villain, cursing women, circle sinning, blurry vision, serving sentences, the serpent hissing, listen, Percocets and purses, purpose missing, if you hurt conviction, but you out here doing it, and that's what you want, don't hit my phone, cause I don't want nothing to do with it.
The best urban gospel show airing right now. It's the Reverb Live Show with DJ Rain.